Hello friends, today we will be seeing chapter number 3 known as Shares Are For Everyone. In this chapter, we will see the objectives of shares. What is the purpose or why should one invest in shares? What is an objective of every person who is going to invest in shares? So this chapter is going to be revolving around one concept known as Shares Are For Everyone. This is a question. This chapter is nothing but more than a question to everyone sitting and listening this lecture. And the question to you all is that, are shares for everyone? Is this shares going to be important for you? Yes, for you, Akanksha, for you, Pooja, is it important for you? This is what the question is. Let us go and see, are the shares for everyone or not? In this chapter, we will be understanding what is the objective of purchasing shares. Yes, now I'm going to ask this question to few of you sitting over here. My question to you, Mr. Bipin, is that what is your objective of buying shares? Okay, very good. Yes, now what is your objective of buying shares, Mr. Prakash? Wow, great understanding. Yes, Shreyans, can you tell me what is your objective of purchasing shares? Great, okay, it's great to get good information and different perception of people. Yes, now let's ask to some female members in the class. Yes, can you tell me, Aditi, what is your objective if you had got money, and what would be the objective of you buying shares? Okay. Komal, now can you tell me what is your objective of buying shares? Okay, very good. Now, yes, Rujuta, can you tell me what is the objective of buying shares for you? Okay. Now, after hearing these few explanations what I have understood, let me tell you, what would be an objective of a person buying share? Now, there are basic four objectives of purchasing shares. The first is safety of funds. Second is low risk of loss. Third is returns on capital. And fourth is liquidity of funds. Let me explain you all these four parameters or four objectives of purchasing shares. A person purchases shares, like what our fellow friends have told. Many of them said different answers, but some of the answers were related to these four concepts. But let me tell you now what exactly is the objective of purchasing shares. The first objective of purchasing the shares are safety of funds. Now, the most important aspect of purchasing the share is to make sure your funds should be safe. You know, why should you invest? Can you tell me why should one invest, or what is the purpose or objective behind which you should invest? Okay, someone says to make returns. Very good. Yes, can you tell me? Okay, you tell me that one should invest shares because you want to secure your future. Very good. Then next is for better standard of living. Wonderful answer. Yes, very good. Yes, Veer, can you tell me what is the objective of investment? Wow, what a wonderful thought. We tells me that the objective of purchasing share is to make sure after retirement or investment is to have a good and a safe future after retirement. So after he retires, he wants to make sure he is sitting on ample amount of funds. Very good. Anybody else? Now let me tell you what exactly is my perception of investment in any kind of investment tool. The first and the major and the most important objective of investment is to beat the inflation. Make a note of it in your book if you are carrying it with you all. I repeat once again, the most important objective of investment is to beat the inflation. Now, what do you mean by inflation? Increase in price or rise in price? Very good. So to beat this rise in price, I need to invest. Does our 100 rupees of today will be the same 100 rupees of 5 years later? Let me give an example. 100 rupees of today with 100 rupees you can buy X product. After 5 years, for the same 100 rupees, will you be able to buy that X product? No, you will not be able to buy that X product. After 5 years, you will require maybe 500 rupees to buy that X product because of the rise in the price. Right? So why we need to invest? So that this rising in price, I want to beat, and hence I need to invest. Now, When I talk about investment, when I mean about investment, the next objective of mine is to investment in what? Now, since we are talking about shares, what is the objective or purpose of investment in shares? First, to make sure my money is invested in a safe company. My money is invested in a company which is very safe and secure. That is the first and the major objective for investment in shares. Very good. Second objective is what? Low risk of loss. I want to have a low risk of loss. Means I want to make sure that there is not a huge amount of risk when I invest in shares. My money would get wiped out. My objective is to make sure I will invest in such companies, shares, where there is a low risk of my money going under vein or my money getting lost. There is going to be a low risk. That is what is my second objective. The third objective, I invest in shares because I want returns. If I invest 10,000, why should I just also take 9,999? I want 15,000 back. I want 20,000. I want more. That is what is meant as returns. Very good. Superb. Next is liquidity. The next reason why I need to invest in shares is basically because I want to have liquidity of funds, which means what? Overnight, I want funds and I want liquid funds. Then I should invest in shares, because if I invest in shares tomorrow in the morning, if I'm in need of funds, I can take the shares, go to the share market or stock market, sell those shares over there itself, raise funds and bring that funds back to myself. That is one of the reasons why I need to invest in shares. So these are four objective or the purposes for investment in shares. Liquidity of funds also means that, if I invest, say for example, in some other investment tool, yes, can someone tell me some investment tool? Wow, wonderful, Urja, what you have told me, like public deposits. If I invest in public deposits, very good. Somebody else, oh great, you say PPF, very good. Somebody else tells me what? KVP, Kisan Vikas Patra. These are few tools available in India. So if you invest in PPF, KVP, or for matter of fact, you invest in public deposits. All these are very good investment tools. But if you have got a problem at night at home, someone is hospitalized and you want funds, will you be able to sell all those things overnight and get funds back? It's not possible. So which is the tool available which will help you to sell the in the market and get cash? One such tool is shares. Why? Because shares have got a stock market. We have got a secondary market. Every day in the morning from 8:55 in India up till 3 o'clock or basically 3:30 in India, afternoon 3:30 p.m. till that time the market is functioning on all the weekdays and weekends it is closed. So if you want, you can go and sell the shares over there, get your funds back, and whatever your purpose is, that you can solve. That is why one should invest in shares, is because it gives us liquidity of funds. In other words, the major objective of purchasing shares is basically safety, returns, and liquidity. It depends upon you and your profile and risk appetite. What is major concern for you? Is major concern safety for you? Is major concern return for you? And is major concern liquidity for you? Someone sitting over here would be thinking that sir has missed out to read the second parameter, low risk of loss. No, I have not missed out. I have purposely not read that particular parameter or objective of purchasing share, because when you purchase a share, these are three which are very, very, very important tool or very important objectives. First is safety, second is liquidity, and third is return. It depends upon from individual to individual, risk appetite bearer to risk appetite bearer, from age group to age group, these parameters would change. For some, safety would be first. For some others, returns would be first. For some other group of people, liquidity could be first. So depending upon every individual to individual, these things would change. Is it clear with everyone so far? Great, superb. So since you understood the objective of purchasing shares, let me now go and tell you what kind of shares can solve this objective of yours. Now we have got blue chip shares that meets all these objectives. All the other objectives what we saw in the earlier slide, that is safety, returns, liquidity, and low risk of investment, low risk of loss of investment. These all parameters or these all objectives can be met by one group of shares. Those are known as blue chip shares. Next, while choosing shares for investment, one should consider one's personal needs as well. So while you are going to buy shares, you need to consider what is your personal need. Why are you buying these shares? Are you planning for future? Are you planning for present? Are you planning for something known as to fund for your child's revenue? I mean, child's education, or you are planning for some other reason? What is the purpose? So that purpose has to be very clear in your mind. Investor who is having a family man with kids, who is unmarried and on his first job, who has retired, each would have a different need. So each one of them belonging to different phases of their life cycle would have a different need for investment in shares. Like for example, a person who has got a family with the two kids, their purpose would be different. Their purpose would be basically safety. Person who is unmarried, his purpose would be returns. And a person who is on his first job, his purpose would also be returns. But a person who is retired, his purpose would be what? His purpose would be very simple. That is liquidity, safety and liquidity. So again, from person to person, the things changes. But trust me, friends, the only group of classification of shares last in the previous chapter, which we saw, were of different types of classification. In this different types of classification, we have got only one such classified shares which solves all the objective of yours. And which company, which kind of shares will solve all the objectives of the firm? And that is which? That is blue chip shares. Blue chip shares meets all the objectives of yours. So I hope everyone has understood so far this particular part. So let me sum up by telling you one important information. That shares are for everyone. Yes, shares are for everyone. Anyone can buy. You, me, friends, family, relatives, colleagues, organizations, companies, businesses, anyone can buy. The only thing on which you need to take a judgment is based on the objectives. What is the objective of yours? Based on the objectives, you would basically decide, should I buy or should I not buy? So remember, friends, in this chapter, one thing which has clarifiedly come out in our understanding is that there are three objectives. First is safety. Yes, very good. Second is superb. Liquidity. And third is returns. It is not hierarchically the same. It is not different also. It is just that it has been shown in different manner. Depending upon different parameters, these three things would differ. I hope you have got, you had a good time understanding this chapter from me. I had a good time explaining this chapter. That's all from my side. Thank you.